invasion disqualifies her from even thinking about being president. We're like a garbage can for the world.
Vice President Harris dumped with stars at a rally near Atlanta. She was joined by Bruce Springsteen, Spike Lee, and former President Obama.
America's ready to turn the page. Georgia, we're ready for a President Kamala Harris.
As a certain former president would say, yes, we can.
The 15-year-old accused of shooting his parents and three siblings to death at their home in a Seattle suburb is due back in court a day after he was charged with aggravated murder. His 11-year-old sister is offering new information. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The girl said she woke up to the sound of gunshots in the family's waterfront mansion in a suburb of Seattle early Monday morning. And then her brother burst into her room and shot her in her hand and neck using her father's handgun. Court documents say she closed her eyes and held her breath, hoping her brother thought she was dead.
Eric and Lyle Menendez, convicted of murdering their parents in the 1990s, could go free soon. L.A. District Attorney George Gascon is recommending their life without parole sentences be thrown out.
We're very sure not only that the brothers have rehabilitated and that they will be safe to be reintegrated in our society, but that they have paid their dues.
New evidence excluded from the jury points to years of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. New fallout from that deadly E. coli outbreak linked to the onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders. CBS's Nancy Chen.
The parent company for Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC says it's proactively removed fresh onions from menus at select locations. McDonald's said yesterday California supplier Taylor Farms was the source of the fresh onions used in the affected burgers. Taylor Farms says it tests products and has found no traces of E. coli.
Baseball fans waiting for it. The World Series gets underway at Dodger Stadium tonight. Jack Flaherty takes the mound for L.A.
Just got to keep making pitch after pitch after pitch and not really give in.
Gerrit Cole, who missed about half the season, will start for New York. L.A. Times says the city is bracing for Carmageddon, with fans also in town for the Lakers-Suns game. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. The driver that crashed into a vacant Racine home yesterday was injured but is expected to be okay. Police say that driver was likely speeding when he crashed into the home near 16th and Memorial. The crash led to a massive fire. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff held a get out the vote rally in Kenosha last night.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them. Yeah. To actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Campaigning continues in Wisconsin with J.D. Vance and Racine at Memorial Hall Monday. Former President Trump is in Green Bay next week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football, Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tapes, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN weather. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And they come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Say good morning to Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. And you always know when Jocelyn stops by, we're going to have a new show.
Yes.
And it kicks off tonight. And this one's a classic that a lot, especially little girls, grew up with.
Yes.
Little Women, because the book was a must reading for little girls. And then they had like 15,000 movie versions of it.
Yeah. A lot of adaptations.
They
yes.
had so many, and every few years they updated. I think, was Winona Ryder the last one, or was it one
no,
after that?
No, the Greta Gerwig movie would have been the last one.
So they had another one yes. after Winona Ryder.
Yes.
I think that everybody remembers the MGM version, which was mm-hmm. the one with...
Katherine Hepburn?
No.
No.
It was the one with... such a J. I can't think of her name. I'll think of it in just a second here. And Peter Lawford was in that
oh,
one.
Sure.
I'll think of it in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
June Allison? I'll think of it. Now it's going to bother me this whole thing.
While we're talking, all of a sudden a name will pop out of your mouth.
I'm going to pay no attention to you for the next few minutes here. All right, so tell us about Little Women. It opens up tonight and runs through when?
It runs through November 10th, actually. So, yes, this is a new adaptation of Little Women, which the book was written over 150 years ago. So it is, you know, amazing that this story has lived on.
150 years ago?
Over 150 years ago. Isn't that just mind-boggling? And one of the great treats of Little Women is it is something that is so timeless, even though it has been around forever. And people do grow up with it, but you find new ways to learn from the story every time you watch it. And in this adaptation, I think that it puts a really good light as to how women today still relate to many of the things that are discussed in the play. And the relationships of these sisters is so strong, and how family comes through always. And it's just, you know, it's a heartwarming.
It is.
Great,
it's a family.
Great time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all family. By the way, it was the version I was thinking was 1949, June Allison and Peter Lawford. Katherine Hepburn was in the 1933 version. And there were a couple of other versions. Susan Sarandon, Winona Ryder in 1994. And I'm not sure how to say, is it...
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan and Emma Watson was in the 2019 version. That one just escaped me. But little girls grew up with this, and I can't imagine there's one that hasn't read the book or seen a movie of it. But now you get to see it on the stage, which is always better.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm talking about a guy who grew up going to Broadway shows all the time. And even if you made the movie musical out of it, the show was always better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right there with the audience. And you're part of the show.
You are. And I think the biggest challenge for the actors and the director and the crew with a show like this is everyone has an idea of what Little Women is. They have it in their head. So that's the biggest challenge, is how do you take an iconic character like Joe March or Marmee or what have you and make it your own and still have people love the story as much as they have.
Now, I know in the movie version, June Allison's dress catches on fire, because I remember that scene where she's sitting so close to the fire. You're not going to have a big fire on stage, right?
Well, we have a fire effect.
No one's dress is going to catch fire.
We have had live flames on stage, but not for this show.
All right. Just make sure that doesn't happen. So who stars in this?
So we have a crop of new people and people that people have seen on stage at the Theater Guild. So Natalie Murray is playing our Jo March. She actually just graduated from Marquette University with a theater degree. And then Meg March is Maddie Anderlich, who has done several shows at the Theater Guild. She was just in Now and Then. She's been in Sister Act, Little Mermaid, etc. Then we have Megan Mansfield, who is playing Beth, and she just graduated from UW-Milwaukee, actually, also with a theater degree. And then Summer Adams is playing Amy. And Summer, the last show she was in with us was Christmas Story, right when we opened it back up from COVID, and now she's a senior in high school at Walden. So that's kind of great to have a mix of girls who have different experiences on stage. And then we have Tina Pagostales, who is playing Marmee. We have Emily Mueller, who is actually our board president right now at the Theater Guild, who is also playing Aunt March. Karen McGee is Hannah. And then Andrew Dorst is playing Lori. And Andrew has also been in a lot of different shows, Now and Then, Mamma Mia.
That was good, Now and Then. That was great.
Yeah. So Maddie, who's playing Meg, and Andrew, who's playing Lori, were both in that. They were the younger couple in that play.
Is it tough working with children, young girls?
Luckily, almost all the girls are a senior in high school or older, actually, in our version. And because they grow, I think they age about a year and a half, 2 years throughout the production. So that's helpful to, you know, play into. And I do think that's one of the joys of this show, is they play with the childhood aspect of, you know, growing up and you're making up stories with your siblings and you're fighting each other and you're arguing about the silliest things. And then as you grow up, you have to kind of make decisions of who you're going to be as an individual, and you have to fill this role of a grown up. And there's a lot of tension because these girls aren't sure who they want to be as a grown up. Just to get back to the cast list, there's two more people. We've got Stephen Fletcher as well, who is in this production as John Brooks, and then Doug Despin, who is Mr. Lawrence.
I want you to know, she's not using notes for these names. This is all off the top of Jocelyn's
off the top
head.
Of my head.
This is great. Look what I'm doing here. I got papers all over. There's nothing I remember.
Yeah, and then actually, this is directed by Lisa Kornetsky. So Lisa was a professor at UW Parkside for years, and so this is her second production she's directed with us.
I mean, Doug Incidence didn't direct this show.
We've got him busy on the next show already.
I mean, he's like 103 shows. This is one he didn't direct. Wow.
Yeah.
So the premiere is tonight.
And we're getting excited.
Do people get nervous before like that? I'm going to forget my lines.
It's more of, you just want everything to go right, and you want everyone to enjoy the show. Cause I mean, they have been rehearsing this. They auditioned for this at the end of June. They've been rehearsing this since September, maybe even a little earlier. So they've put weeks and weeks of rehearsal into this. And again, everyone's a volunteer. They're all doing this because they love theater. They love the Theater Guild. Mm. They want to support the community. I mean, and they just, you bond with everyone. It becomes not only obviously this great family story on stage, but a family off stage too.
You know, I don't know if I can ever remember an entire show, memorize it. I have to have local news and timeless hits, WRGN, written out in front of me here, because I'll forget it if it's not written out there. So that's just great. You want to give away a pair of tickets?
Yeah, I would love to give away a pair of tickets.
Okay. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to Little Women. And this is for, I got it written down.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember it. I had one thing to remember and I couldn't remember it. We're giving away a pair of tickets right now to the Friday, November 8th, 7:30 p.m. performance.
Yes.
If you want a pair of tickets to Little Women, we'll take the first caller. Give us a call now. We'll plop down on one of the lines here at 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And let's see what we got here. Hi, what's your first name?
My name is Ken.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ken, hold on the line. We're going to get you some information from you. You got a pair of tickets to see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild on Friday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. Let me ask you something. Do you have anybody to take with you?
Yeah, I have my daughter to take with me.
Aww. Oh, that's how old's your daughter?
Yeah, she's 8.
8 years old.
Oh, wonderful.
This is perfect. You get to introduce her to a show, live performance at the Racine Theater. All right, hold on, Ken. Don't go anywhere. All right? We're talking to Jocelyn Fish, and she is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. We're talking about the new production of Little Women that opens up tonight. What time?
7:30
tonight. All right.
The countdown is on.
The people are nervous. The people are sweating. All right. Hold on. More coming up with Jocelyn in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits, and he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat, and he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation. So good, so good. Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you've been waiting around for a Brady Bunch revival, well, you probably need a hobby. But also, it will not be happening according to Little Cindy Brady. Variety reports that actress Susan Olsen, who portrayed Cindy on the 1970s sitcom, says CBS canceled the project because of her political views, calling her too dangerous. Olsen told the Walkaway Campaign podcast that producers of the Brady revival disapproved of her views on vaccines and comments she made about the LGBTQ community. Olsen was also fired from a radio job after a message exchange with a guest who said Olsen sent homophobic slurs, according to Variety. The Brady Bunch revival show is set to pick up with the Brady kids in modern times as adults. No one is more bummed the show is a no-go than Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady and was excited to show the world that his character finally completed puberty and his voice was no longer cracking. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be tonight at 6 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540. But right now we're talking to Jocelyn Fish. She's the Director of Marketing and Development at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes.
And The Little Women is their latest production. It kicks off tonight. I'm all nervous because you told me that story a few minutes ago about somebody forgetting lines. And now I panic and I can't remember where I am. And, you know, what station is it? WAUK? Is it WRJN?
Radio's like live theater, you know. It's rolling with the punches.
But I could joke my way. If I make a mistake, I could either joke my way out of it or just skip it.
Right.
And hit something else.
Right.
But you can't do that on live theater because you got people depending on your line.
And there's so many moving elements. You know, there's the set pieces. There's the costume changes. There's, you know, you got to put a new wig on in this scene. And there's so many things going on.
How many people are back? Now, when they go backstage, they're actually going underneath.
Yes, they go. Everyone kind of runs around, as we call it, underneath the seats.
Underneath the seats. Yeah, you got a whole dressing room area down there. How many people are down there?
For this show, I think they've got about... Between the booth and the backstage, they probably have 10 to a dozen people.
Whoa!
Helping out, making sure everything's...
So if I tap my feet on the floor...
they might be able to hear your Morse code.
I got to mention Murder on the Orient Express. That was your last show.
Yes.
Just fabulous.
Yes.
Just fabulous. Now, I've seen the movie a million times. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because it was just so good.
Yeah.
And the special effects with the train and the set changes and the...
The
set designers
incredible.
On this show, they don't get much credit because people don't see them.
Right, right, yes.
And if everything goes well, you don't think about it.
Correct, yep. And especially when you have two giant train cars that are making a full rotation.
And the steam from the train. And that was just spectacular. Let's talk a little bit now about some of the other shows coming up. So Little Women runs through November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we have the... Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
The musical.
The musical. That's December 13th through the 22nd.
Yes. So they are in rehearsal for that already. So we have lots of new kids involved in this production, which is really fun. And part of the great thing about our holiday show is that it's also an outreach performance for local schools. So actually, if there's any teachers or parents of kids listening that think your school would want to come and see it, we have daytime performances that run during the week as
well.
Oh,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in school too, we used to go to different events like that. They used to have special times just for the school kids. Because they didn't want us messing up the performances where the adults were at. Okay, so that runs December 13th through the 22nd. Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas show. And then in January, Over the River and Through the Woods,
yes.
To Grandmother's House we go, January 10th through the 26th. What's this about?
So that's about a young man who goes and visits both sets of his grandparents every Sunday for dinner. And he's their favorite grandchild. And then he announces he's moving across the country. And they get very upset about it and try to... come up with lots of schemes and hijinks to make
good.
Him stay. Yeah, and actually auditions for that are Monday and Tuesday next week. So if anyone wants to come out and audition, it's at 7 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday and can try their hand at being involved at the Theater Guild.
Ooh, I get nervous. Even I tried once in high school, once to act, and it was in my freshman year. They had tryouts for a show, and I got on stage. I wasn't nervous. I just couldn't deliver the lines right. I was reading them. And because they didn't give you a chance to preview it, they just said, here, read this. And I just was awful at it. So for 4 years, I was the stage manager.
Mm.
And I did some voice work.
Sure.
During the
that
thing when
sense.
They did voice work. But I never got to appear on stage, which was great because I didn't need the anxiety. I get enough anxiety in my life without that. Okay. And Over the River, Through the Woods, that is a kind of a Thanksgiving song. Do you know there's another Thanksgiving song people don't think about? Jingle Bells. That was not a Christmas song.
Was it
a
Thanksgiving song?
It was. There's no mention of Christmas or anything in that song.
I suppose not.
It was about the sleigh going to Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And it was called Jingle Bells.
The more
and
you know.
Yeah. See? Now you can have your next Thanksgiving show with Jingle Bells. Okay, so after Over the River and Through the Woods, we have, and I'm trying to get these because you don't have them in order on this sheet. And in this corner, Cassius Clay,
yes.
Which is, for people who are young and don't know, that's Muhammad Ali.
Yes, the story of young Muhammad Ali growing up in the Jim Crow era and, you know, the reality of him becoming a boxer and then the challenges he faced. And so we actually also have auditions for that show coming up in December. So that would be a great one for people who have boxing experience, who don't have boxing experience.
Are you going to have boxing on stage?
There is going to be some boxing on stage, yes.
Ooh.
So lots of fight choreography with that show.
Yeah, so you got to know what you're doing.
Yes, so that's coming up in February.
Whoa. Okay, then in March, Always a Bridesmaid.
Always a Bridesmaid. Yes, a group of women who have agreed to be in each other's weddings when they were, you know, at their senior prom, and now it's 40 years later and they're still in each other's weddings and all the shenanigans every wedding, you know, turns into chaos, but they all stand by each other and love each other and have a great time.
I've been through that. Okay, and then there's always one big giant musical to wrap up the season, and this one is Legally Blonde.
People
remember the Reese Witherspoon movie, but on Broadway, it even played the Palace Theater on Broadway for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was a musical.
Yes, and it is the musical of Legally Blonde. It's so fun. It's very upbeat. It's actually quite an inspiring story when you think about it, you know. She's going against the stereotypes of the world and finding her way and going to Harvard Law School and doing the bend and snap and all of that. So that will be great fun coming up in May.
Now, you don't think I'm prepared, but I am.
Yeah, you are prepared. I see you pulling out all your papers.
I can't remember like you can, so I've got to have it out here.
Yeah.
Coming up in November. Now, this is the Children's Theater.
Yes, Packy Plays or the Racine Children's Theater. So if people remember Packy the Elephant, who has been around for, gosh, almost 90 years.
Over
90
from
years.
From Pachyderm. Yeah. I get it.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And this production in November, mid-November, November 15th through the 17th. These are short-run shows.
Yes.
Disney's My Son Pinocchio Jr.
Yeah, so one of the wonderful things that has happened in the last couple of years is we've been able to partner with Gilmore Fine Arts. And so actually fourth and fifth graders from Gilmore Fine Arts are rehearsing this as part of a club currently, and then they will come and perform it for the public for those seven performances that weekend. So it's a great way to introduce young kids to theater. It's a twist on the an updated script on the Disney movie. So lots of familiar songs and storylines.
And then in January, here's something at the end of January, The Essential Survival Guide to School. This is performed by the Horlick High School Theater Department.
Yes, so this is a Junie B. Jones story. So Junie B. Jones is a character many kids are familiar with. And so it's her going into first grade and thinking she knows it all, and she learns she doesn't and has to figure out how to navigate the halls of school.
And then in March of next year, it's Little Red Riding Hood, a panto. Am I saying that right?
A panto.
A panto.
Yes. So a panto is a version of theater, usually in Britain, and has lots of over-the-top characters, lots of fun songs, lots of kind of twists on stories and combinations of traditional fairy tales. So that will be coming up in March of next year.
Wow, you guys are busy.
We're busy, and that's just a selection of the stuff we're doing. You know, we got
you've got the 50-60s.
Yeah, we got our signature spotlight series.
Yeah.
We have Jeans Jazz. We should be announcing soon our 2025 Jeans Jazz series, and then we also have our RTG limited edition series too. So, never a dull moment.
Have you ever made a mistake and scheduled two things on the? Has it ever happened? Not necessarily,
but we do sometimes schedule a lot of things in one weekend without quite realizing it. So, for instance, if someone wants to spend Thursday through Sunday with us at the Theater Guild mid-November, we have Rockin' to the 50s, a signature spotlight concert. We have My Son Pinocchio, which will be on stage. And then we have our RTG Limited Edition series performance of the Vagina Monologues. So it's going to be a jam-packed weekend.
Man, how do you keep that straight? So I remember once I went there for a comic, and you still had the sets were up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens occasionally where the sets are still up. I mean, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, well, and people actually kind of enjoy performing on the sets that are pre-built. It gives them a little more space to play, and it gives the audience a preview of what they can come back and see on the main stage.
Where do you keep all the props? Now, you have a lot of living rooms, a lot of bedrooms, mm-hmm. a lot of tables and chairs. Where do you keep all that stuff?
We have a little bit of storage on site, and then we actually have an off-site storage space as well.
And Doug's garage?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Doug's living room.
Yeah.
And Doug's basement.
Yeah.
And Doug's bedroom.
Yeah. Keep all and then, stuff. You know, we're very, very fortunate to be in a kind of creative corridor here where Carthage and Parkside both have large theater programs. There's a lot of theaters in Milwaukee, so we have great relationships of borrowing, renting, et cetera.
Their departments every once in a while.
Every once in a while, you know, not everyone has an 1800s couch, you know, in storage.
So let's quick review. Mm-hmm. Little Women opens up tonight at the Racine Theater Guild, and
yes.
It runs through
November 10th. One of the great things I think about Little Women personally is it is timeless, not only in its story, but just it goes across generations. So this is a story that everyone from an 8-year-old who just got some tickets to, you know, an 80-year-old can just fall in love with again. And I just think it's so wonderful.
How do we get tickets?
You can call the Theater Guild at 633-4218. You can go to our website, racinetheater.org, or you can actually come to the door tonight if you, you know, want to show up at any of our performances. The box office is open 90 minutes before the performance.
There's always a way to find tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you have very nice people working there, because I had to exchange a few and buy extra ones for when my brother and sister-in-law come with me. And they're always accommodating, trying to get them near mine.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
And the great thing, too, is, you know, we try and keep tickets very affordable. So our top ticket price for Little Women is $20.
And
we have discounts for seniors and discounts for students as well.
And by the way, in case you think that's expensive, you want to go to a Broadway show today, they start at about $175.
Yeah.
That's the worst seats in the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the best, you're paying in the hundreds.
Yeah.
So this is what a bargain, seeing a nice show like this for $20
great
top
night out.
Ticket.
Yeah. Go downtown Racine, get a drink and some food, and then come on over to the Theater Guild.
Plenty of free parking.
Oh, yes. That too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild, Director of Marketing and Development. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've got my tickets. We're always the last weekend of the show.
Great.
We figure the anxiety levels are down. They know their parts, and they can, if they make a mistake, they're
not going
to get
around
it. And
I hear it's your wife's favorite, so I'm excited to see what she thinks.
Yes, she's seen Little Women. She's seen all the movie versions, so we're waiting to see this. She's read the book, I'm sure. All right, thank you, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
All right. It's 8:31 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, and let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Receipts in Racine County will start showing that new tax in April. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax. It aims to tackle the county's $5 million budget shortfall. However, it's expected to bring in a minimum of $20 million a year. A portion will be dedicated to lowering property taxes. County leaders say the new funding source is vital for sustaining public services across Racine County. The mayor of Waukesha isn't the only one. A longtime Republican Wisconsin state senator has announced his decision to endorse Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. Robert Coles has been a representative in Green Bay for 42 years. He cites concerns about former President Donald Trump's potential return to the White House as a key factor in his decision.
You know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
The senator's endorsement follows a similar move by Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. While the top of the ticket got main billing, a rally in Kenosha tried to lift up the lower part of that ticket last night. Held in a rental space downtown, blocks from where riots took place 4 years ago, Peter Barca, running for the 1st Congressional District, urged turnout. He spoke before Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, the main event. Barca talked about abortion, Social Security, and money in politics.
Are you ready to begin the process of finally ending Citizens United, which is corrupting our politics?
Barca, former state revenue secretary, wants back in Congress, having served a term in the early 90s. The Kenosha mayor did endorse Barca yesterday. A modernized city website awaits people in Kenosha. A statement says the official city site now features an AI-powered contact center. That's meant to speed up inquiries. A statement says the website overhaul includes a new design, better navigation, and enhanced mobile functionality. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Candy corn, but using the word candy to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You could take all the bags of candy corn, and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1914. They never had to make it again. We never eat enough of it. We only eat two or three or four pieces a piece. Literally after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags. And it appears next year.
Yeah.
the Spinners. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, 8:39 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and from the archives. Got a story. Well, you know what? I'll tell the story in just a minute. We don't have time now. All right. Dana Ross and the Supremes back in my arms again. Local news and timeless hits this morning and every morning at WRJN. News and timeless hits at WRJN. I was going to tell you the story from the archives here. An off-duty pilot tried to turn off the engines of an Alaska airliner flight before he was subdued. He was riding as a passenger at the time. The man was charged with 83 felony counts of attempted murder. No one was actually hurt. The captain and the crew hailed as heroes. But this is reason number 186, why I don't like to fly. Crazy off-duty pilots. That's reason number 186. Well, it's cloudy now, but becoming sunny today with a high near 60. Clear tonight, lows 42. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Beautiful weather over the weekend right now. Cloudy and 52 degrees at Radio Park.
Why do you tell me a
down.
me up, Buttercup, the Foundation's local news timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, this seems like a no-brainer, but maybe not. Would you be willing to give up exercise for 2 years to be totally debt-free? Someone polled 1,000 Americans. Most said no. 52% would not be willing to give up exercise for 2 years if it meant wiping out all their debt. But what would you give up? How about your car for a year? 30% said, yep, they'd give up a car for a year to be debt-free. I guess they plan on walking everywhere. Your phone for a year? 22% said, yes, they would ditch their phone to be debt-free for ever. How about your pet for a year? 12% said, yes, they'd give up their pet for a year. Shame on those people.
Yeah.
No streaming for 2 years. 59% said, sure, which means they'd rather give up Netflix than exercise for a year. How about Amazon for life? 42% said, yep, to reset their debt, they would do it. How about social media for life? 38% said, yeah, they'd do it. And that means you can't sneak onto Facebook or whatever. How about 365 days in a row without a single day off from work? 35% said, yes, they would do it to be debt-free. And ironically, work is the only way to really keep yourself debt-free. Funny how that works out, huh?
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 8:53 WRJN local news and timeless hits. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunny tomorrow, sunny Saturday. Just gorgeous, cloudy, and 52 now at Radio Park.
Told you was a man.
There was a documentary on one of the streaming services called Get Back, the story of the Beatles. I think the story's been told so many times already about the Beatles. I don't think there's anything we don't know about the Beatles by this time. 8:56 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Now, I got something here that relates to, it relates to me perfectly. People online are talking about the things that basically every single person on Earth experiences when they become an adult, but not one person ever talks about. For example, you get irrationally upset when they rearrange the grocery store. I do every time. I was looking for frozen pizzas the other day. What did you do with them? Well, now they're in this aisle. Why did you move them? There's no reason to have moved the frozen pizzas.
Absolutely.
You spend too much time debating yourself on keeping a cardboard box because it's a really good box. I do that all the time. I just get an Amazon box. I don't want to get rid of this box. I keep it with the 50 others I got in the basement.
You could always repurpose it. Absolutely. And you could get a cat. And if you get a cat, that cat's going to love that box.
I'm not getting a
box.
Cat. Your morning routine now includes 10 minutes of sitting on your bed thinking about how tired you are. Now, that's not true. Max 8 minutes for me in the morning.
11 for me. So, yeah, that 10 is not
actually
true.
I sit on the bed for a few minutes waiting so when I get up, I don't pass out. I get up too fast. I go, whoa, and I fall back in bed. How about chores not done entirely in one session? Like you do the wash, 30 minutes. The drying takes 60 minutes. Putting away the laundry, 7 to 10 business days.
You betcha.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started, my wife hasn't bothered me about it yet, so I don't put anything away. I just leave it out there in the closet in the bin, and I just pick all my, not my shirts, but my you know.
Well, it's supposed to be a team effort anyway, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She does hers, I do mine. Nope.
I what? Do. Aren't you guys married?
Yeah, but she works a lot of work, a lot of hours, and I guess she feels like, do your own laundry. Occasionally, I find some of her socks mixed in with mine, but I wash them and dry them. I don't ignore them. All right, Cindy's coming up next. We got a record player to give away today, a phonograph, a Victrola, whatever you want to call it. She's got one. Going to give it away today.
11.
What time are you giving it away?
11.
11 a.m.
Right
Whoa.
In there, 11-ish.
In 11-ish, which means it could be from, you know, anywhere from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
No, I prefer 11-ish.
Okay, 11-ish. She'll be giving away in the 11 o'clock hour. How about that? I'm Don Rosen.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I will catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m. bright and early. We got a whole bunch of stuff we're giving away next week. Tickets to Memorial Hall. Also, more tickets to Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. You got to keep it here with WRJN.
So